Time now for another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Paul Gatling here with you. Coming up on today's show, we'll have a conversation with Jacob Hudson. He is the new Arkansas Market President for BOK Financial, formerly known as Bank of Arkansas. We will discuss the challenges of working in the banking business during the COVID-19 pandemic, including something you may have heard a little bit about, and that is a national shortage of coins. But first, I want to share news of an expansion project in the works in Rogers. Fort Smith-based nonprofit Boast is planning to build 3 new buildings on land it owns near its existing residential facility on West Oak Street in Rogers. Boast provides services in Arkansas to nearly 1,000 individuals with developmental disabilities and behavioral health needs. 2 of the proposed buildings will be used for additional housing. A 3rd building is a planned office building. Executive Director Katie Raines says the Boast Waiver Office in Lowell will move to the new office building in Rogers when it's completed. A groundbreaking for the 3-building project is expected in August. There's more news after the break, including a conversation with BOK Financial Executive Jacob Hudson. You are listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
On April 1st, after 24 years with the company and 37 years in the banking industry, Jet Cato officially retired as the chief executive of BOK Financial in Arkansas. The bank didn't need to look too far to find a capable replacement. Jacob Hudson, a senior vice president who has been with the company for almost 9 years, is Cato's successor as the Arkansas market leader. BOK Financial was known as Bank of Arkansas until a rebranding late last year. The publicly traded parent company is based in Tulsa, has roughly $43 billion in assets and branches in 8 states. In Arkansas, the company has about $230 million in assets, mostly in 2 offices in Bentonville and Fayetteville. But there are other holdings in Pulaski County, Memphis, and southern Missouri, mostly focused on commercial and industrial lending. Hudson was born and raised in Newton County, graduated from the University of Arkansas, and started his career as an ag lender in Little Rock before returning to Northwest Arkansas. I spoke with him recently about the adjustment to his new position over the past few months during the arrival of the COVID-19 pandemic.
You know, it's been interesting, the old saying, what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. I think that's the positive approach that we can take to all this, because we've had to completely retool how we interact with our customers, how we work with each other. So since mid-March, our entire team's been split up, and you know, we'll have a couple people in the office, we'll have some people at home, and then more recently we sent some people to our Bentonville office. So we've got people in that office, people in Fayetteville office, and people working at home, and then we rotate every so many weeks, rotate through, and some people will rotate in and some will rotate back to their work from home. And we, you know, initially thought that was going to be a somewhat short-lived thing. Now I think reality's kind of setting in that this is it's probably going to be the reality for us throughout 2020.
Maybe
into 2021 as well.
Right. Are you still operating with closed lobbies, doing mostly online service for your customers, that sort of thing?
We are. Our lobbies are closed. However, if someone needs to come in to do business, then, you know, we'll let them come in by appointment, or we'll meet them outside, ask a few questions, and then allow them to come into the lobby. So we still have customers that come into the lobby, but most people have gotten accustomed to going through the drive-through or using our online platform.
Right. Just from a financial sense, what have been the biggest challenges for your customers because of COVID-19, and how are you meeting those? Has it been PPP loans? Did you have a lot of those requests, or something else?
Yeah, we did. We had a good number of PPP loans that we worked in this market. You know, we deal with a little bit larger size company for the most part. So a lot of our customers didn't, some of our customers didn't qualify for the program because they had more than 500 employees. But the ones that did, we did, I think, about $16 million worth of PPP loans here in the market. And that's all across some 25 of companies that we did that for. You know, most of the companies that we deal with, it's just a mixed bag. It depends on what industry you're in. Certain manufacturers have really done well here if they're tied to, in some way, to, let's say, home improvement. If they're tied to business capital expenditure cycle, then maybe they're seeing some softness. If they're in transportation, you know, a lot of the transportation companies, trucking companies, have done very well. If you touch the hospitality industry in any way, shape, or form, or food service, it's been pretty rough. And even healthcare, a lot of the clinics that had to forego, you know, a lot of the healthcare providers had to forego elective procedures, which is one of the profitable areas of healthcare industry for them. So having to forego that for several weeks was very difficult for many healthcare providers.
What about another, you know, a new challenge I've heard a little bit of chatter about, and that is, you know, a coin shortage. You know, the Federal Reserve has kind of placed some limits on requests for change. You know, the pandemic has placed a strain on coin supplies around the country. Is that a real issue? Is that something the bank is encountering?
Yeah, it's a real thing. It's a unique thing that I don't know that any of us foresaw happening, but you got two factors at play. One is, with everyone kind of staying home, a lot of retail outlets, restaurants, et cetera, being closed, and even bank lobbies being closed, the flow of coins through our system has really slowed. And then you pair that with the fact that the U.S. Mint has actually cut back production. I think Q1 production of coins was the lowest it's been since 2013 or somewhere in that time range. And then Q2 is probably going to be lower. And so they cut back because they're a manufacturing operation, the Mint is, and they wanted to protect their employees from exposure, and so that both of those two factors together led to the Fed telling us in June that we need to limit our coin orders. So you know, a lot of customers will contact us and put in what we call a change order, and they will order coinage from us, and we'll have that ready for them. And we were told by the Fed in June that we can expect maybe to be allocated on that as much as maybe only receiving half of what we would normally order. So we've been taking some extra steps to ensure that we have coinage on hand and that we're being able to fill the needs of our customers. That is a real thing.
And, yeah, it's a digital age, like they always say, and I'm sure this has only accelerated that in that regard, you know, the coinless age that we've kind of entered into.
Yeah, you see a lot of you're going to see some people probably as a consumer, you may see this in that people ask if you'll pay with a card rather than with cash, or we may start seeing transactions rounded to the nearest dollar. You know, I don't know if it'll be up or down, but you know, I was at a gas station yesterday and I bought a tea from the fountain, and went up there and I thought it was going to be like $1.87 or something, and the cashier tells me it's $2. You know, I didn't question why, but I thought that was odd that it's exactly $2.
Yeah.
You know, and that may have had something to do with that.
And that's Jacob Hudson, the new Arkansas market president for BOK Financial, based in Fayetteville. Before we go, a quick reminder that the latest issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal is out. Our cover story is on Mercy Public Relations Executive Martine Pollard and her work as a liaison for a public service announcement campaign that involves all of the region's major healthcare providers. That story and much more is in the latest issue, and you'll find the digital version for free at nwabusinessjournal.com. And that's our time today for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.